Ready to go ahead and get started. All right, let's, Joaquin, you've started the recording, so everyone knows we're recording these meetings. If anyone has a concern, they have an opportunity to raise. All right, let's move on to our roll call. I'm Jack Murray, I'm here. Jinri. Can anyone hear me?
Hi, this is David.
Oh. Hi. I guess I think Jinri's on as Zoom 1. I just haven't heard him yet. All right, let's move on. David.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Masafumi-san.
Hi, this is Masafumi. I'm here.
Thank you. William. Okay, and then Fishwa. Okay, so we have at least three, so we have a quorum. We'll keep an eye out. I think Jinri's on. He must just be busy at the moment. But we'll continue on to stay on timetable. So we have at least enough to proceed. All right, let's go to the previous meeting minutes, which were 10:16. And, you know, the minutes are here captured, where we've gone through and captured the information. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns? We did have enough for a quorum, but I know attendance was light because of the face meeting last week, but we conducted some business. Any questions? Okay, so then can I have a motion to accept the minutes from the October 16th meeting?
I will make a motion. David here.
Thank you, David. Do I have a second?
Hi, this is Masafumi. I can be the second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
David saying aye.
All those against say nay. Okay, so if there's no objections, we'll go ahead and approve the minutes. And we'll move on to our open items here for our next section. All right, so actually, first thing is review of today's agenda. Does anyone have any items to add to today's agenda?
This is Torev, the Near Real-Time WIC platform. Just a second. Near Real-Time WIC platform PTL. And I would like to talk a bit about the email I sent yesterday, a couple of new repos that we need. And because it's so many, maybe I give a quick introduction of what what is required. I can do that in the WIC platform section.
Okay, very good. Anyone else? Okay, so then we'll move on to open action items. We've cleared a lot of the open action items. leading up to now. So let's, we have Tracy and Martin to align and document Plugfest plans for a demo video. Is Tracy or Martin on?
I'm here, Jack. And first thing is, and I think you're aware of this, we reviewed the PAC and the Plugfest plan with several working groups during the face-to-face last week. So I'm uploading the current set of slides and the first draft of a welcome package. And what we were planning for a demo video, unless Martin or anybody else has a better idea, is we would, you know, record the live demo and readout in Zoom and post that on the ORAN Alliance wiki as well as the ORAN SC wiki. This is what we did with the previous demo. So if that's acceptable, great. Otherwise, just anybody have any better ideas, or we'll think about it some more.
Okay. Anyone else have any comments or questions? So I think that's a good idea. I think we, you know, need to figure out how we'll, you know, organize our information about our particular releases and things from that demo and, you know, marketing standpoint. That kind of goes into an item that we have to add to the agenda actually on our, on our marketing, releasing information on our A release, you know, Amber release. So we need to really work on a package there, working both with Linux Foundation and ORAN Alliance on, you know, what PR we're going to put out. Is there one of the TOC members who would be willing to take a lead on pulling that together? And, you know, handle kind of the marketing and aspects associated with the Amber release. All right, well, I'll reach out to you, to the team, you know, to the TOC in email, and we'll get a lead in that in place. I think getting demo videos are great. It gives people an opportunity to see what's going on and what's capable at this current time. And we'll get someone to review it, and, you know, then we'll approve releasing that information as part of the process. Anything we can do to help with that, Tracy?
So we probably want to talk separately about, the expectations on the part of the equipment vendors. We are having strong participation, and they're asking, you know, questions about PR. And so far, I'm just saying that it's under discussion, and, you know, clearly from an open source perspective, whatever, if there is a press release or blog or whatever, we would seek the approval of the PAC participants. But I said there's nothing been decided yet. So let me send you a quick email that describes how we've handled this in the past. I'm not saying that how we've done it in the past is the way we need to do it going forward. And then you or other members of the TOC can give the matter some thought, because.
Okay.
And in order to get everybody to participate, you know, we said very clearly, we're not going to keep score. We're not going to report pass fail. we'll report what we learned, what we're working on, and what's coming in the next release.
Right.
And Jack, I can also help on that side.
Okay. Who was that speaking? Sorry, I couldn't.
Oh, sorry, it's Sean.
Okay. All right. Follow up with an email and we'll move forward. All right. Now, let's move on. Item B, Jinri will upload presentations and minutes under event page on the wiki for face-to-face meetings. I don't think, let's see. I don't think we've gotten a chance to do that yet. So we'll.
Jack, I can reach out to Jinri and get the slides and put it on. I think okay. I have most of them, but I may need some of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just talk about how we organize them. There, we'll create, you know, an area that we can put all that material. The only thing sensitive to do is make sure it's, you know, there's nothing that Oranda, you know, isn't ready to release publicly yet. Right?
Okay. All right.
So, you know.
So the EC slides can be also put up, right? Executive committee slides and the TSC slides readout, all of that can go up, right?
Well, let's get a list together and get and make sure we get everyone's approval of what we can put up. There's a difference between the TOC meetings and the ORAN Alliance meetings, right? So right now we can speak for what we've covered in the TOC meetings. Because that was all open to the open source community.
Right.
Okay. And so the items beyond that are either items in that ORAN and we can point to, you know, that are available in the ORAN wiki, we can point to, or we need permission for them to share. Does everyone understand the guidelines? I mean, it's because it's two parallel organizations. And we need to just respect each other's responsibilities. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any questions on that? We'll have a little summary on the face-to-face a little later in the program. But on getting presentations uploaded and any items that were discussed that are key that we want to capture as part of that activity. We'll get there. Farheen, remind me to go over with you how we want to organize some of that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Let's move on to item C. Lijing sent Jinri a count of committers in Garrett. So, did you get a number so far?
Yes. I just completed this. It's a little out of date because it's based on list back in generated in September 20th. So at that time we have 65.
Okay. Very good. That's a good number at this point of the process. Good growth. All right. So. I don't know if Jinri, if that's hard enough for Jinri's purposes, but until he says otherwise, that's good. Once we close out and freeze contributions, then I would like to generate some metrics that we can capture as part of the release A or Amber. Metrics, right? How many contributors, how many lines of code, you know, and those items. Is Tristan, sorry, I keep going back. Tristan, are you on today?
Yes, hi, it's Trishan.
Okay. Yep, did you hear anything from the LF team on when we can get the metrics being reported?
Not yet. I've given them the requirements, so it's in the queue for the new analytics platform.
Okay, so just so everyone's aware, Linux Foundation has a new. we seem to be able to take advantage of several new things that they were introducing. This one is a new analytics platform based on the code contributions in a project. Previously, they used like Biturgia and others that had a cost associated with it. This one is covered in the LF services that they provide us, but it's new and it's not yet available. And as soon as it is, people will be able to go and get reports and metrics on the contributions associated with the overall project. It's just as we approach the end of Amber, I'm getting more and more requests, both from the EC and in preparing for the board meetings and things, which, you know, they just had last week. But, you know, there's a lot of questions about these contributions from, you know, our backers, let's just say. And so I really need that independent platform reporting numbers that we all, you know, can agree on. I don't want to put individual entities on the spot. I just would like a, you know, clear, independent analysis of where we are in the code. So it would be helpful. I don't know what kind of timeline, you know, we started talking about this a few weeks back, but I don't know what kind of timeline they're on. So part of the question that I need an answer from you isn't just that it's available, but when it will be available, because if it's not going to get here between now and kind of Amber, then we'll have to do some other work to generate some reports.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
Yes. Work on that.
All right. So I know we kind of took that topic into a new topic for him, you know, we can add a topic on, you know, project metrics, and we'll track that until we get that resolved. All right. I think that completes our open old business items. So now we'll move on to the next standing agenda, which is release planning. And let's take a look at where we are. We are in, says week 41, but it's halfway through our extended dev cycle. So we have the completion of this week and the completion of next week, and then we will have our updated code freeze. I really, I apologize, I owed you an updated version of this, which I worked on, but just didn't post to the website. I wanted someone else to look at it first with all the meetings going on last week. But if you look at it, you know, with the extended cycle, we will freeze the code as of November 2nd. We're putting together the branch let me be clear. Then we have a couple weeks of defect fixing. Then we freeze the code, branch the code, and then we will just document the release, any defects at that point that they, that are identified, and then we'll have our release. Once we, you know, branch the code, we will we'll return to a maintenance cycle for working towards a maintenance release, which is, I believe, the end of January. So if I go over, and the B release needs to, so the maintenance release will run through February 1st. That's when the maintenance release on the schedule, and we be, then we're back into our regular dev sprints. This is just projected right now. We haven't finalized the B plan. That's the next topic that I will pull together. So people who have comments on it, but I hope to have something. We'll spend more time on the B release planning here. Some of the details we know, you know, the early parts we know about. Starting December 2nd, we will start the Epic identification. We're expecting that the RSAC committee comes in with their use cases and details that we can use then to start preparing our epics and user stories and grooming our sprints and things as we approach our development cycle, which really kicks off of new items starting February 3rd. Just remember, when you look in here, you will see that we take off from the 21st to the 6th. So that's kind of built into this schedule. And I have to, you know, if there's any other guidance on putting this together, we need to finalize this in the next couple of weeks. Any questions on the where we currently are on plan, release planning? All right. I think, you know, I'm going to adjust, not today, but going forward, I think I'm going to adjust the order here a little bit, and I'll probably, after release planning, move the integration and test discussion up, because they're very closely related to the release planning, and we often cover a lot of those topics. But now we'll just go into the PTL readout, our issues associated with any of the PTLs want to raise at this time. Maddie, do you have anything on RIC apps?
Not exactly, but the list that Thoralf will go through, there are some repos that are related to the or on the RIC app site, so we can talk.
Okay. All right, Thoralf, you got the floor.
Yeah, sorry. Some of those are related to the legal issues that we previously have discussed over many weeks internally within Nokia and also in with other participants. And so now they come all of as a bunch of changes. First one actually is not related. This is a minor thing. So a new component in the RIC platform that is related to a new functionality that we want to implement there. Then the next one, that's a cleanup. So there were, if you can scroll down to the WE2, WE doesn't mean anything, just like this abbreviations. so there are three things that used to be where we have repositories, but they're not used anymore. Maybe the only one interesting is the ASN1, where we switched from an ASN1 compiler, where we switched the ASN1 compiler, and now this one we're not using anymore. And instead, we use this, I don't know how to pronounce it, Lev Wolking's ASN1C. There's the link, which was kind of mangled because of this URL defense. This should be a simple link to GitHub.
Okay, so, you know, an empty repos is fine to delete. Other repos are, you know, in open source, we usually don't delete things, except for in this particular case, I want to just be clear. None of this, the contents of any of these repos were being used at any time. So we're not losing any history associated with the project.
Well, this I think it's a good point. No. So it's a good point. I think, so for instance, the ASN1 compiler, we obviously were using it 6 months ago, ran into problems. I don't think it causes only confusion if somebody starts using that again. I mean, we can keep it there, but it causes confusion.
No, so, you know, it really needs to be marked as deprecation, but I'm just saying in release, in the Amber release, it's not required when we complete the Amber release, there is no code that depends upon it.
Correct, yeah. Already right. Now, there is no code that depends on it.
Correct. So just to be clear, we can get rid of, I believe we can get rid of it because of those principles. If code's used by Amber release and then we come out with a B release and a C release, and then we look back and say we're no longer using code in the C release, that wouldn't be justification to delete it at that point because historically it was used as part of the A release. And that's, you know,
yeah, I understand the concern here. Yes. So if somebody wants to recompile the A release or has branched off from the A release or anything like that, then obviously it wouldn't be fair to delete. But here I don't see any, it really just causes confusion.
Okay. So just for the whole community to understand, you know, the trade-offs here, does anyone have any concerns with anything that Thoroff has raised here? Okay, go ahead and continue.
Okay, number three is, the number three and four, they're actually quite related. So what we agreed with Lu Sheng here is that we will have RIG platform specific test cases and RIG platform specific deployment capabilities, the Helm charts, most importantly. We want to keep them in the RIG platform so that that we can build the RIG platform isolated from everything else in OWN. Again, there is this comes from the Apache license that the RIG platform is generally using. And then we have to be very careful in what IPRs are implied in this license. And the reason here is that we want to keep the RIG platform as a project that can work on its own and as one closure that is covered by the Apache license. And then we will still continue, and is it mentioned here? So it's mentioned directly before the license bullet point. We still continue to have the IT test, integration test and integration deployment repositories that are managed by the integration project. And they may obviously take code from the RIG platform components as well when they integrate everything together that is falling under O1SC. But in that activity, for instance, people from Nokia cannot participate, and that's why we need this separation. And this was discussed with Lu Sheng, so that's the only solution we came up with. So here's the proposal for number three and four.
Okay, does anyone have any, that's a little bit of a complex topic there. I'm aware of it because we've had more extended conversations, but I don't know if anyone in the community has any concerns or questions to understand that aspect, right? The key is that the RIC platform as an entity is all open source. It is contained as a, you know, as a project grouping that can be worked on, built, and deployed. And then the step where you cross over to integrating it in the system integration is technically work in a different project, which will rely on the RIC project, but people can't, some people can't participate because it involves work from multiple projects that are on different licenses. So if in this particular case, Nokia has a concern, they've not yet approved using anything but the Apache license on this project, they can't get involved in the integration across multiple projects because it can, you know, it cross-contaminates their guidelines right now. So am I describing it correctly, Thoralf?
Well, I understood everything correctly. Yes, you're describing it correctly. I'm not sure if everybody else understood, but I don't know. Any comments, questions for this?
This is Peter Munkyung from Samsung Electronics. I have a question. Maybe we are closely looking at the progress of the development, especially targeting for leak platform repositories. And so we have seen some kind of changes, like the code from leak platform, like slash E2 is completely removed. So is that also triggered by the legal issue, or?
That was triggered by the legal issues. There were, this was related to ASN1 and 3GPP. If I remember correctly. This should come back anytime soon, definitely before the code freeze.
So that means in the end, those removed codes are back to the Ember release?
Yes. There was one directory that contained ASN1 files that should not have been there, and from legal we got the recommendation to permanently delete any record of it, including Git history, and that's what we did there.
Okay, is com/ASN is the only repository? Because what we have gotten from the repository is like from RIC-PLT/E2, the codes are removed. So that is also related to this ASN stuff.
No, they are not connected. So what happened with the RIC-PLT/E2, that's the, that's the E2 manager, that there were files there that should not have been there, ASN1 files. And the ASN1 repository under com, that's actually an ASN1 compiler that we used in the early phases of the RIC platform, but from which we switched away. So that will never be used again.
So so that means I'm a bit confused, right? RIC-PLT/E2, that is not related to the legal issues.
It's not listed here because this was actually discussed earlier with, I think at some point, that we have to recreate them.
So there are multiple legal issues. There's the ASN1 files, which was violating 3GPP. We didn't have permission to display them in the repos. And then there's the Nokia internal review that mostly is the cause for these asks.
The ones that we are looking at right now.
Okay, so that kind of functionalities will be back to the Ember release at any time.
The E2 content will be, what used to be in the E2 repo will have to be there again, and the Tel Aviv guys, they're working on that.
Okay, thank you for your clarification.
Yeah, I drop them a mail immediately as well so that they don't delay this much further.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, just a quick question. Is there a need for all of these to all be in separate repos? I understand there's two different types of licenses, but there's already a lot of repos on the RIC platform and RIC app project already. Surely it would make sense that the test and deployment for something should be in the same repo as the thing itself, if licensing allows.
I think test and deployment, there's no license problem. I understand we had this discussion as well, how much granular repos we want to have. What I did here, I listened to the developers, and they generally prefer fine-grained repositories because it helps them work independently of each other. And that's why in deployment and test in the RIC platform, I know that there are different teams working on this. That's maybe one main reason why there are separate repositories in this specific case. There's somebody typing, if you could mute your phone. I don't know if that answers your question.
I think the typing's from Peter.
Sorry.
John, does that answer your question?
Yes, thanks.
Okay, maybe if we move on.
All right, which part would you like me to show?
Maybe number 5. So 5 and 6, they are related. And this was, I think, the most tricky part of all of them. The key thing here is that we started working on XUP, which is called UE Manager. From Nokia's side, we can't continue on that. And what we decided then is that we will publish this not under Apache license, but under documentation license that does not include the patent license. So the existing code can be used as a demonstration application for the RIC platform. It will only be published under, because it's documentation, we publish it under the documentation license. And at the same time, we remove the repo to make it also clear on which project it belongs to, from RIC app to RIC platform. There's another repo, and that's the number 6, which is related to this, which is the UE NIP, where we have the same problem, and we merge the functionality that used to be that is there into this very same demo XUP. So that will be a self-standing demonstration XUP that is maintained by the RIC platform project, and the maintainers there are the ones that have been originally working on those two components. So key thing is this component moves into RIC platform and away from RIC, from Matti's project, and it will be only under documentation license.
Okay. Does that wrap it up?
That wraps it up, yes. And I hope also it concludes at least the legal discussions we had over the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Are there any other people with questions or concerns here? Now, here's the... I have at least one concern here, is if you put these items in the documentation license, which allows people to use it downstream, but somebody else contributes it back into, a test repo or something like that, not Nokia, but someone else, it becomes part of a test by the integration team.
That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
The question is, when you contribute, under which license do you contribute?
Right.
And so that's the key question. But if if it would be contributed back to the Wake platform, which doesn't make any sense, then we will have the same discussion under which license it's done. But if it's contributed somewhere else, in for instance, in IT test, it can be contributed there under Apache license if the one who contributes there is fine with the implications of the license.
Okay. All right. Does anyone else have any questions? All right, Tharaf, thank you for this. I guess, is there any, these are just actions that we're going to move forward and take. Is there anything that needs to be specifically approved at this point?
I need a vote for that because I think the LF guys will not do anything without the vote.
Okay. Tristan, is there anything here that you have concerns about?
No, I just said maybe run it through Andy's team, but you can go ahead. If there's a vote, they can look at it.
Okay. All right, so we have a proposal from Tristan on making these changes on the RIC platform. Do I have a second? From a TSC member, from a TOC member, I need a second if we're going to bring this to a vote.
This is Masahumi. I can be the second.
I think it was pretty garbled. I couldn't. Masafumi-san, I think you were speaking, but I couldn't quite make it out. I don't know if it was clearer for other people.
Sorry, I'm just a second.
Maybe you ask again from Masafumi. I understood he would be seconding this motion, but.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't quite make it out. Can you try one more time?
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I said I can be the second.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. So we will call for a vote. All those in favor of approving these changes to the RIC platform to clean it up, you know, a summary, some unused repos, restructuring the repos and aligning it, you know, as a project to focus on leveraging the Apache license. All those in favor say aye. Jack Murray saying aye.
David saying aye.
All those against say nay. Okay, so we have no nays, so we approve the motion. Hopefully this will, I think Tharaf, this should clear up all the pending items and we should just move forward at this point under the
yes.
structure you've laid out here. So this should close all those items.
Yes,
that we have. All right, great.
Just a reminder, so you open a ticket on that with the...
I will open a ticket, yeah.
Perfect, thanks.
And then obviously the Xing's involved to make sure the integration team understands what needs to be done. All right, so let's move on to the other projects. I know that took quite a bit of time to clean up. Is there any other projects that have items they want to raise or discuss today?
Jack, this is Xiaohua from Infrastructure Projects. And, during the face-to-face meeting, Lucian summarized all the repos from the different projects. And I double checked with Inspur. There are the three repos created from the beginning supposed to be contributed by Inspur. I double checked with them, and that repo will not be used anymore. And their folder contribution also will not use that repo because that name is, has not been related to their future contribution intention. Yeah.
Okay, so this is, these are actually seed code repos that were never really part of, you know, the Amber release work. This was early work that we were trying to accumulate. So we need to go ahead and we can clean up and remove those seed repos. And I just, you know, we don't need to have a vote on it. We just, this is just normal cleanup. And so Lixing, please work with LF to get them cleaned up.
Yeah, I also can raise the ticket to.
No, that'd be great if you could raise the ticket.
Yep, sure.
All right. Okay. Anyone else have any project related items to raise as a PTO? Okay. Next item is Lixing, test and integration planning. You know, we're rapidly approaching our, you know, our code freeze. I've seen you a bunch of emails going on about, you know, how we're going to finalize this process. Lixing, do you have anything to discuss today?
Yeah, a little bit. So yeah, those are going. Those things are going on, and if I may, during the next TOC meeting, can we ask all the PTLs to give a status report with respect to releasing preparation? That will be next Wednesday. To request this agenda item. Because I was not able to reach some of the PTLs, but anyway, we need to get this done.
All right, just make sure it's posted on the email so everybody sees it, please.
Okay, will do. Another thing is, I think in not the next TOC meeting, but the one after next, we're going to be after the daylight saving time change. So we probably want to plan accordingly how to adjust the time if we need to.
Right. So we have to, we'll take a look at that. That's a good point. Not all communities, you know, recognize that shift. So that will move for some people plus or minus an hour.
Yes. Okay, there's a third item, which is I tried to set up a meeting with this item is related to the dashboard repo. I tried to set up a meeting with Martin. I haven't heard back. I don't know, Martin, you will be available for one more meeting, or you would maybe prefer to discuss here on this call?
No, I think we should have an additional meeting for that.
Okay, thanks. You did receive my email, right?
Yes, I did. I apologize. I will.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that's all for me. Thanks, Jack.
Okay. Does anyone have any items for the test and integration for Lixing? Okay. Ritwick. You had a lot of discussion last week at the face-to-face.
So the RSEC release B planning has started. You saw the epics so far. I've also discussed the use cases, the traffic steering use case in different venues. I think yesterday we had a discussion in the in Thoraf and Marty's meeting. So we should get prepared for that. And also it was socialized in other working group meetings. So I think now what's happening is we are going to kind of take one more look at our spreadsheet of EPIC, consolidate it, and we're going to move on to the call flow and the design engineering of the use case. The use case is kind of worded in a Word document right now with some call flows, and we need to get to one more level of detail going forward in the next few weeks. I'm hoping that Thoraf and Marty, we will work on this particular use case to develop the algorithms that are needed for the X apps. We are not 100% sure yet from Samsung. We've had internal discussions with Samsung already, with Jun Song, about the possibility of them providing a CUDU binary code that can illustrate this example. I think Jun Song said that their management is looking at it, so they will get back to us in time. Radisys has agreed tentatively, so they have said that they will provide a CUDU binary to come forward with an OpenE2 implementation. So that discussion is going on also. So those are the two promising kind of realization of the use cases. And then I think once we confirm that, do I have to bring that to the talk, or how does that work, Jack?
Well, so as part of the release planning, you know, when we get into the B release, you know, we identify the epics. Yes, there is a approval. You basically bring, this is the version of our requirements and use cases that we are going to freeze for targeting the B release. That package should be brought to the TOC for a vote as part of the kind of freezing the targeted requirements, right? So that should occur, you know.
When does that happen? What date is that, do you know, roughly?
Well, it should occur around the December 7th, once the epics are identified. We should freeze it so that way the work fans out into the user groups and the project teams, because they want to make commitments, and we need to freeze what they're going to make commitments for. So that December 7th is really the freeze for that document.
Got it. Yeah. So we were also working along those timelines. I said end of November, we should get the solution engineering done and the epics identified. So December 7th, yeah, we'll bring it to the talk. Maybe a week before that, we will put it out on the email list so that people can look at the epics and you know, provide any comments or feedback. And then on the 7th, you can have your vote. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Great. And then that is gives the, you know, the development community several weeks to do the user stories, map the epics, subtasks, groom into different sprints, and create some planning for the actual coding of the new functionality. All right.
Yep. That's it. Yep. Thank you.
Does anyone have questions for that? How many end-to-end use cases are currently on your list, Rick, that you're considering?
There's one end-to-end use case for traffic steering right now.
Okay. I would.
There may be. Yeah.
I would like to see a simpler end-to-end use case, which I'll call, we'd come up with a better name for it, but that basically demonstrates that the platform is working. So it is a simple metrics use case so that it can exercise the different components, return some metrics from the different components, allow, so basically think of, if you install this, you should be able to run the very simple metrics demo, and you should get a sense that everything is in place and running, and get some, you know, basic metrics back from the system that it is okay and working at some level.
Okay.
Rather than, it's more to say, did it build and did you, you know, install it correctly, and is it at a basic operational level? We need a use case that we maintain for that basic level of operation before people start talking about complex functionality on top of it.
Right.
So I'd okay. like to us to maintain a baseline epic or baseline use case, and then use case which just exercises the system and gathers metrics on it. So measurements and metrics. All right.
That's good. Then we can tie the dashboard to display some of the statistics for each of the components that comes on successfully. Right. It's
right.
almost like a heartbeat check to see
correct.
The healthy status of each component.
Right. This way, everyone's at an initial base point before they start trying to do advanced functionality on it. That okay, it's the installation worked and it seems to be ready for, you know, more work. So I'd like that as our baseline, kind of, some people might call it the hello world end-to-end yeah. use case, but let's, you know, use, you know, measurement metrics, okay?
Yeah, so this is basically, you're basically providing the requirement for every component to support O1PM, essentially.
Right? Well,
some statistics have to travel over O1 and get displayed up in the dashboard for every component.
Right, but it part of that might be a basic exercising of any other interfaces that would be involved. So it might exercise A1, it might exercise, you know, internal communication paths, right? So you should have your self-tests as part of that, you know, some basic functionality so that the system appears to be baseline.
Right, I understand. Yeah, okay. We'll put that in.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, a quick question, Ritwick. Where can we find the current draft or future drafts of that use case?
I'll send out the link. Actually, it's in the working group to San Jose face-to-face. That's where we presented it first. But I'll put that in the RStack wiki.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, no, because I couldn't find it even there. Thank you. Cheers.
All right, so let's go back. You know, we've completed all of that section. We've gone through our hour. We had kind of a long discussion on the RIC platform today. We only have one real new item, but it's kind of large. For next week, we'll spend some more time summarizing the face-to-face meeting. I'll work with Jinri. We'll get our documentation in place for those who didn't get to attend or only attended the TOC meetings. I think there was a lot of work that's going on. We have to add a status of where what ORAN specifications have been released so that we can track it. So there are a number of items that will work there. We've started the discussion for next year's budget. We gave some guidelines to the board. They were doing, you know, at the board meeting, they were asking for budgetary guidelines. So we provided some of that. we have to work on the PR. So there's some new work, some new items that will be added for next week's agenda. And I'll be sharing and, you know, looking for contributions. Right now, you have a couple more weeks to get code in, work with Lejing to get it, get testing plans for it. Let's make the most of it. And then I'll say, is there any other business before we close the meeting for today? Okay, with that, I'll go ahead and close the meeting. Thank you everyone for joining. And we'll talk next week.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Lejing, do you don't have your meeting?